using hot water to apply heat to the trunks of HLB-infected citrus trees was one of several experimental thermotherapy treatments demonstrated at a recent field day in Fort Pierce. U.S. Department of Agriculture scientist Tim Gottwald discusses the system.
It's not a high-tech system, and it's designed to use hot water and hot water generated in the field by hot water heating coils that are just heated by the sun, circulate that hot water around the trunks of trees and heat the temperature within the trunks of the trees and up the main scaffolds and down the scaffold roots to achieve thermotherapy of the HLB-infected trees. The system is very adaptable, and depending upon how many heating coils you have, the capacity of the pumps, that sort of thing. The small system that we demoed today can heat about 70 trees at one time. But it's very easy to scale that up to much greater numbers of trees. And if we got a good engineer on board, I think they could figure out how to treat many hundreds of trees probably simultaneously. It's just a small system that we're using right now. This is something, the concept of which came along about a month ago. We've built the system up and it's working. It's been in the field now for less than a week. And so we've got a lot of data collection that we need to do to find out how well this works, if it works even, and then determine how long we have to treat the trees. It's quite different from other thermotherapy heating systems, such as covering the entire trees, where you're heating the entire tree. In this case, you're heating only a portion of the tree. You're heating the trunk and then letting the heat migrate up through the main scaffold branches all the way up to the leaves. So potentially, you could treat a tree much longer without having damage to the tree, and we may take advantage of that. It may also take longer to get any advantageous drop in the titer of the bacteria within the tree. So we really don't know. We've got a lot of data collection yet to do.
Gottwald discusses the temperatures being used.
In the initial test, we're keeping it around 125 to 135 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about right for thermotherapy. We can probably go up quite higher than that because the trunk seems to have a capacity to take a higher thermal load than do the foliage, does the foliage in the small green branches of the tree. So we're in hopes, actually, that we can heat it up even higher, maybe to the 130s or 140 degree mark, and still not damage the tree. But we don't know, and there's a delicate balance beyond which you're going to actually cause damage to the vascular system of the tree and then death of the tree. So, of course, we don't want to go that high. We need to actually heat trees to certain temperatures to see in this way, which is quite different than has ever been done before, and see what their capacity for taking that heat is, then back off just a little bit so we stay underneath their damage threshold.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.